As we've heard, CLP President Lawson Broad has quit the party over the party's decision to oppose an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander voice to Parliament. Now, Mr. Broad told Sky News that he had resigned from his position and, given up his CLP membership after the party passed a resolution last month to oppose the voice. Joining me on the line is the person who broke this story, Matt Cunningham from Sky News. Good morning to you, Matt.
G'day, Wolfie. How are you?
Not too bad. Matt, tell us what exactly has happened here.
Well, we know that last month the CLP passed that resolution to formally oppose the voice to Parliament. In fact, there were several branches, Katie, that put forward motions saying that the CLP should oppose the voice. And they did pass that resolution at Central Council last month. Now, as a consequence of that, Lawson Broad has told me that he has resigned from not only his position as president of the CLP, but he's resigned from the party altogether. He says that he can't reconcile that position that was passed by the CLP at a central parliament, at central council meeting, Katie, last month with his own personal views. He says in that statement his personal views that these positions passed by the CLP last month are offensive to a large number of Aboriginal people in the Northern Territory and the population more generally. They seek to undermine decades of successive and evolving efforts on both sides of politics to empower Aboriginal people and communities through recognition of language, culture and law. By their nature, they have the potential to further entrench Aboriginal disadvantage and they create opportunity to be interpreted as racist.
Wow. So, Matt, I mean, is this really going to send the party into a state of disarray, or what's it going to mean for the CLP from your perspective? We're just days out from a by-election, let's not forget, for Arafura.
Yeah, the timing's not great, you'd have to say. Look, the CLP's been divided over this issue, Katie. You know, even after that resolution was passed last month, the CLP leader here in the NT, Leah Finocchiaro, and other members of the parliamentary wing were saying that they were still open to supporting the voice. They say they want more details on this issue. I think it is giving a bit of a gift to the Labor Party, though. I mean, talk about that Arafura by-election being 5 days away. I think you can bet, you know, we know the Northern Land Council is a strong supporter of the voice to Parliament. I'm sure that the Labor Party will have its operatives out in the bush on the Tiwi Islands and in Maningrida, using this issue to push its case against the CLP. I've spoken to other people within the CLP who've had concerns that it could be a costly issue for them or a difficult issue in seats like Namatjira and Barkly, which they only hold by a handful of votes. So, you know, whatever your position on the voice, I think it's pretty clear the CLP got itself into a bit of a mess of its own making on this issue.
Matt, we did just ask the Chief Minister, Natasha Files, about this situation. She says that Leah Finocchiaro's position is untenable. I guess you'd expect her to say that, given that it is the opposition. But it's certainly an interesting situation that the opposition leader, Leah Finocchiaro, now finds herself in.
It is, and I'm sure it's a position she'd rather not be in, you know, in the first place. And there's a bit of this going on in the federal parliament as well. You know, the Nationals have taken a position opposing the voice. The Liberal Party and the opposition leader, Peter Dutton, are still taking the same position that Leah Finocchiaro is taking at the moment, which is to say that, look, we're not opposed to this necessarily, but we want to see more detail. But, it's clear that there are divisions within the conservative side of politics over this issue. It was interesting. Natasha Files said a similar thing at a press conference she held this morning. Katie, she certainly gets an extra spring in her step when she gets the chance to have a crack at the CLP. Is it going to have an impact in the Arafura by-election? I don't know, but the timing's not great, you have to say. It's going to be an interesting by-election this weekend. There's some pretty interesting comments from Rolf Gerritsen from CDU in the NT News this morning as well about that by-election. And you know, he's saying Labor could be in a bit of trouble. He's saying that there'll be a record low turnout at this by-election because of both the weather and the fact that it's a by-election.
Mm.
Well, it's going to be an interesting one to watch. There's a lot at stake for both leaders, I think. I think both Natasha Files and Leah Fanocchiaro won't have a very fun Monday if they lose that by-election on the weekend.
Yeah, I think you're spot on. And we are going to catch up with Professor Rolf Gerritsen this morning just after 10 o'clock and speak a little bit more about that. I think what will also be interesting is my understanding is that Manon Greta often, well, I believe at the last election had quite a low voter turnout, and that is, of course, where the ALP's candidate is from. I'm not 100% sure, you know, in terms of the CLP, whether they're expecting a high voter turnout then on the Tiwi Islands or exactly what's going to go on. But, Matt, it's always a bit hard to tell, isn't it, when you talk about those bush seats?
It certainly is. This is the other issue, though, with Lawson Broad's resignation, I think, Katie, is the other interesting factor. I mean, you go back to 2012 when there was the bush revolt against the Labor Party, and the CLP picked up all of those bush seats, including Arafura. Now, one of the key architects of that win was Lawson Broad. We know he has a strong relationship with Aboriginal people in the bush. He's very close to Yingiya Gyula as well, and helped run that campaign by Yingiya Gyula and Ian Goombler, who almost won the seat of Arnhem from Labor at the last election. So, you know, they probably lose a key strategist when it comes to bush polling with Lawson Broad resigning from the party. I mean, it's a difficult thing to work out sometimes how people in the bush vote and what causes them to vote one way or another. But Lawson's certainly someone who I think has had, you know, the ability over a long time to really know how to campaign in the bush.
Matt, any idea who is now going to step in that president role? Do we have any idea at this point?
I couldn't tell you. To be honest, Katie, I don't know. That's a matter that the CLP is going to have to deal with now. I haven't had any discussion with anyone about who the new president might be, but they're obviously on the lookout for one now.
Yeah, it is very interesting times. And, you know, just when you sort of think that the CLP is on their road to recovery after what had been a tumultuous few years for them, you know, there's another own goal.
Yeah, a bit of a challenge ahead of them now, no doubt, Katie, and interesting timing as well. So all eyes on Saturday in this by-election.
I reckon so.
It'll be one way or another, whether they've taken the right move or the wrong one.
Yep.
They passed last month.
It'll be interesting times indeed. Matt Cunningham, always good to catch up with you, mate. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
No worries, Katie. Cheers.
Thank you.